Hi, everybody, and welcome to the My Life Temple podcast with myself, Donna Politis, and Danielle Dow. We're joined today by a very special guest that Danielle is actually meeting for the first time today. So it's a super special meeting. Sophia Chalkidou. Sophia resides in Athens, Greece, and she is a women's circle facilitator. She does holistic therapy through dance and other modalities. And she's also well known for her retreats, women's retreats, very special that we'd love to hear about as well today. And most recently, she's created her own clothing line with upcycled materials. So we have a lot to hear about from Sophia. She's a multi-talented entrepreneur and women's facilitator who is, we are hosting on My Life Temple, one of her beautiful courses, which is a yoga dance ritual, I'd like to call it. It's a 14-day practice. Sophia, welcome. It is so nice to have you here today.
Such a pleasure to be here with you, ladies. Thank you for having me.
It's our gift.
Hello, everyone. And hi, Sophia. So, Sophia, thank you for coming on our podcast. Donna spoke so much about you to me since the first day we met, almost. Can you tell us about you and about your background, your ethnicity, and how what brought you to dance and to do your circles and your beautiful dresses that I've seen on Donna?
So, hello everyone. I'm Greek actually. My mother comes from Germany, so I'm 1/4 German as well. I've been always very curious to explore and to study different traditions and different healing modalities, to study with tribal groups, to study their own dances. So it's been a journey for around a decade that I've been traveling a lot and studying different dances, especially gypsy dances. Like, I love the gypsy tribes and the empowerment that they bring through their dance, you know, the grounding and the fire that they carry and they activate. So I really felt I needed to activate my own fire, my own, let's say, instincts. And so this kind of dances were very, very healing for me. Also dances that have to do a lot with our feminine nature, yes, with our cyclical nature, which awaken our sensuality, our femininity, our sexual energy, which is our vital energy, right? So that's what I'm passionate about. Also ancestral traditions, like yogic traditions. I know Donna is also very familiar, very into yoga and healing. So it's been all very nourishing for my own soul. And then I very naturally started like spreading the word and holding space for other people to do their own journey through these practices and through these tools.
Sophia, I know that you're really in touch with the woman's cycle and the woman's flow. And as I follow your posts for the last number of years, you write very personally on your journey as a female, with the wisdom of your body and how that works also in conjunction with everything that you've learned in dance and movement. How does this style of moving through a woman's body, whether it's tribal dance or yoga or anything that's really in tune with the wisdom, the inner workings of our body, how does that free a woman up into her sensuality and her sexuality, which you've already called our like innate energy source?
So yes, in this dance modality, we work a lot with the pelvic floor, with our pelvis, where we carry a lot of ancestral chi, a lot of ancestral energy, yes, and many patterns and conditioning that we hold from, you know, our ancestors. So when we move this energy and we start moving in a conscious way, when we start moving the body, we move all those patterns, you know, and we start reprogramming our body, our system, our DNA. When we connect to our sensuality, when we connect to our pleasure, we start changing those patterns, you know. It's quite huge, like changing like these emotional patterns as well, you know, because we are carrying, they say we are carrying a lot of pain through our ancestral lines, right? And until somebody feels it, and until somebody in the line decides to do something with it, it just stays there. So this pain, this depression, whatever it is stuck energy, right? It is stagnant energy. And I really feel it's the time for women and for men, of course, to allow themselves to feel and to start changing those patterns, you know, and become more resilient, become more resilient emotionally also. So I talk a lot about emotions in my classes and in my retreats, because it's something that really touches me, how we can transform, how we can alchemize everything through the body, through our heart space, when we bring everything to the heart. And this is the greater alchemist, actually, to liberate and to transmute and to connect to this subtlety of the heart, like the subtle vibration of the heart. So this is where the magic starts.
Really nice. And I think it also opens individuals, right, to receive and to just be themselves, because dancing is just so expressive and it needs a lot of really being comfortable with oneself, because a lot of people, I can see them on the dance floor, on a regular, let's say, dance floor, they kind of a little bit timid, so it's a bit difficult for them to move around, they're a bit stiff, and they're too conscious of the environment rather than themselves and what they feel, and really be comfortable with who they are and what they're feeling at the moment, and just to let go, completely let go. Right. I think femininity and sensuality and sexuality, especially sexuality, has become a little bit of a taboo, like no kind of zone for a lot of people. It's quite interesting. It's quite conflicting, actually, because we moving into a really open-minded era, but at the same time, we're bearing a lot of our openness to natural, our innate sexuality, the pure sexuality, what nature has given us, right? I don't know if I'm explaining myself right.
Totally. So yes, when we shake off this kind of information, when we shake it off and when we allow the flow of energy to come back to normal, let's say, and we open up, we relax the body and we open up to the cosmic flow, to the flow of life, to this is the flow of our sexual energy. This is not separate from life. So of course sex is a taboo, it's still a taboo for some people, but it's actually when we talk about sexuality here, we talk about the energy of life. It's our life force energy. So it's not about sex. It's about life in general.
Yeah. Donna, I don't know if you agree, but I feel that even with social media, being open and expressing ourselves with our sexuality or the force of life, and being completely comfortable with our body and ourselves has become a little bit also more of an issue, let's say, where we're getting, we're being really exposed to everyone and everything, but at the same time we're starting also to be too restrictive of how we express ourselves as well, because we're kind of trying to protect ourselves and our privacy and our kind of true self, which is a shame. Like, for example, for me, I'm really open about my sexuality, sensuality, and it happened that for a while I had to be very careful on what I'm posting on social media, although it was not really me, because I'm really an open book. And just because I was receiving some strange messages from some followers that I had to block. So it's been quite an adventure. But now I feel I'm more, the word you mentioned, resilient on that. And I feel really free to just express myself and to attract my tribe. And whatever does not suit my vibe is kind of getting eliminated throughout with time. So all of this to say that what you're doing is really, really interesting and inspiring. And it helps also people open up and to see you're kind of leading by example. And it helps maintain that traditional or that ancestral habits or tradition that we used to have. Because if we look back in villages, I mean, in every country, or didn't have to be necessarily a tribal thing to do, but we all used to dance naturally as soon as there is a festivity. The whole neighborhood or the community would come together and they would naturally just dance. And you feel that is something that we're missing in our modern society. And I'm not talking about the rave parties. I'm not talking about the concerts, not talking about the nightclubs, but I mean that flow of energy, that collective flow of energy, the uplifting energy that we get from a community circle.
That's what I love about what Sophia offers. And I'd love for you to expand on it even more, is that it doesn't concern sexuality as sexiness. It's that innate energy that even Danielle called like the purity, the pure essence of our sexuality as our life force energy. And there's such a big difference there. And there's almost a hypocrisy right now online in terms of like a hypersexuality, which is, in my personal opinion, causing damage to women and especially our young girls in terms of how they view themselves, versus the healthy practices that you're offering, which has to do with being at one with your skin, with yourself, with how you move, how you breathe, how you act, and how you show up in the world, which develops, as you both said, the resilience to be able to combat anything, go through anything, because that sex force that runs through us, that Shakti energy, that empowerment, it is beyond anything that words can describe. It's that presence, that magnetism that you have when you walk into a room. It's the power of being like this in a trio of women, where we all hold each other's presence and our own presence equally. And so that's very different from some of the things that we can be inundated with online. And it's a totally other, a different message than what we're kind of subscribing to and prescribing here, which is the softness, it's the feminine, it's the balance of those masculine feminine polarities. Sophia, take it away. I don't know where you want to go from here. There's so many places that I feel is bubbling up inside you.
Enjoying your flow of, you know, consciousness. So beautiful. So yeah, definitely. For me, the healing comes from the earth, from our connection to the earth. That's why it's so powerful when we dance barefoot. And that's what those tribes have been doing. They have been dancing directly on the earth and in a way activating the earth. That's what also women, these are also fertility practices. you know, activating the earth, allowing the earth to activate the pulse of our womb, you know, our fertility, our creative force, our creativity. So yes, and it's even more powerful when women gather and we do it in circle and we activate each other. We remind each other of our beauty. Yes, we connect to the joy of being alive. That's so powerful for me. It's been magical. Every since we've started gathering, it's been so magical and so so natural. Like, we are natural healers, we are natural witches, you know. It's we don't need so much from the outside. We have all the wisdom in our body already. We carry everything we need.
I'd like to share an experience I had during lockdown. So I have a dear friend in the States who had her birthday on Zoom call. And she had a movement facilitator. So through dance, she just brought our energies together. And I had the best 1.5 hour just dancing. We were all dancing, you know, from many different corners in the world. And we're just dancing together. And the mood, the vibe, it was incredible how you can transmit that vibe through, from one corner to another corner of the world. I mean, it's so true that we are literally on the same brainwave or on the same energy field, and we can connect to one another through the energy field. And that was gorgeous. And I really, really hope that you can come one day to our new moon circle and lead the dance with our beautiful community. That would be wonderful.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Sophia, tell us a little bit about the retreats that you hold. What can a woman, I don't like the word expect, but what can she be gifted with upon joining one of your retreats?
Yeah, so this summer I'm holding two retreats. The first one is it's more of a gathering. So we are gathering around 30 women from around the world to share our gifts and to share our love for this feminine path of awakening, let's say. So there's going to be a lot of beauty, of course, a lot of dance, self-care rituals, empowerment rituals. We're going to work a lot with our nervous system. This is something also very interesting that we could have another podcast about sometime. How we regulate our nervous system, how important it is to bring our nervous system back to balance. And then, there's going to be a lot of sharing circles, like intimate sharings. There's going to be a lot of dancing in pairs or free flow dancing and movement medicine and oriental dance and Persian dance. So all kinds of different modalities and traditions. It's basically a remembrance, a deep remembrance of our divine nature. So when we meet those ancient eyes in the circle, when we meet those women, these become mirrors of ourselves, right? And then we can remember ourselves as well, to be one with creation.
It'll be good to hear even just a 1 minute about the course that we have, you know, tell people about the yoga dance and what inspired you to do it and what they'll receive when they join that program.
So the idea behind it was to create 14 sessions, like a short ones and 1 hour sessions of activation. So we are focusing on our third chakra, our solar plexus, and how we activate our inner fire, of course, in a very feminine way. So there is also water activation. We activate our inner waters as well, but there is a lot of core work. So there is a lot of working with our navel, working with our core, and feeling them, how we can support ourselves and how we can feel supported by the earth, and how we can open our gifts to the world with self-confidence. Yes, it's actually a lot to do with presenting ourselves in our authenticity, in our self-confidence, and all these practices, they allow us to stand firmly and to feel this healthy pride, right? Like, I am here and I can do it. Like, I can accomplish whatever I want to. And also a lot of fun. There is a lot of fun sequences and songs and a lot of joy activation and a lot of physical work. So people get to train their bodies and to really shake off old stuff, old energies, and open up to the new energy, the new flow.
Yeah. Well, having had the privilege of taking that dance course with you, it truly is a practice for all women, absolutely all women, all ages, all body types. You're so inclusive in how you teach, and I love that about you, because it's not about appearance with you, it's about feeling, and you make everyone feel at home. And having taken that class with you, you truly do get a workout. You feel refreshed, you feel like you can take on the day, and at the same time, you feel, as a woman, I felt nourished, and I felt heard, and I felt understood, and I felt supported, which I think is something that is sometimes lacking. I think there's more of it happening now, especially with, you know, collaborations like this. And so we thank you, and we thank you for allowing us to host that on My Life Temple. And we're so excited to have you there.
We're truly excited, and I'm looking forward to take that class as well. I'll surely go log in sometime next week, and I'm going to take your class, and I will share also some of my insights, and I'm looking forward to have you more, and I mean more of our collaboration with you for My Life Temple. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward also for sharing my new designs and clothing collection that is also a part of our femininity and the colors. And, you know, for me, it's all linked together. So that's another beautiful podcast we could do sometimes about clothes and fabrics and colors and how we can enhance our life through this joy of the colors. Yeah,
for sure. We are soon launching our boutique again, and we are holding Sophia's beautiful collection, a few of her selected pieces, and we'll definitely have another podcast on upcycled clothing. Can I call it upcycled clothing?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Sophia. This was an absolute pleasure.